Chapter 112. Electronic Stability Control Systems. The Need for Electronic Stability Control. Purpose and Function. Electronic Stability Control, abbreviated ESC, is a system designed to help drivers to maintain control of their vehicles in situations where the vehicle is beginning to lose control. Keeping the vehicle on the road prevents runoff road crashes, which are the conditions that lead to most single vehicle accidents and rollovers. System requirements. The electronic stability control is defined as a system that has all of the following features. Number 1. Helps vehicle directional stability by applying and adjusting individual wheel brakes to help bring the vehicle back to the intended direction. Number 2. Uses sensors to determine when the vehicle is not under control. Number 3. Uses a steering wheel position sensor to determine the intended direction of the driver. Number 4. Operates at all vehicle speeds, except at low speeds where loss of control is unlikely. The electronic stability control system applies individual wheel brakes to bring the vehicle under control if either of the following conditions occur. Oversteering. In this condition, the rear of the vehicle tends to move outward or brakes loose, resulting in the vehicle spinning out of control. This condition is also called loose. If the condition is detected during a left turn, the electronic stability control system would apply the right front brake to bring the vehicle back under control. Understeering. In this condition, the front of the vehicle tends to continue straight ahead when turning, a condition that is also called plowing or tight. If this condition is detected during a right turn, the electronic stability control system would apply the right rear wheel brake to bring the vehicle back under control. See Figure 112-1. Note, when the brakes are applied during these corrections, a thumping sound and vibration may be sensed. Telltale lamp. The electronic stability control lamp, called a telltale light, is required to remain on for as long as the malfunction exists, whenever the ignition is in on, or run, position. The electronic stability control malfunction telltale will flash to indicate when the electronic stability control system is operating to help restore vehicle stability. Electronic stability control switch. Some, but not all, vehicle manufacturers install a switch to temporarily disable or limit the electronic stability control functions. This allows the driver to disengage electronic stability control or limit the operation when the full electronic stability control might not be needed, such as when a vehicle is stuck in sand gravel, and when the vehicle is being operated on a racetrack for maximum performance. The electronic stability control system is turned back on when the ignition is turned off and then back on it is in the default position. Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard, abbreviated FMVSS, number 126. Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard number 126, June 26, 2008, Electronic Stability Control Systems, requires that all passenger cars, multi-purpose passenger vehicles, trucks, and buses that have a gross vehicle weight rating of 10,000 pounds, or 4,536 kilograms, or less to be equipped with an electronic stability control system by September 1, 2011, 2012 model year vehicles. The electronic stability control system must meet the following requirements. Number 1. The electronic stability control system must be able to apply all four brakes individually. This means that the vehicle must be equipped with a four-channel anti-lock brake system which uses a wheel speed sensor at each wheel. Number 2. The electronic stability control must be programmed to work during all phases of driving, including acceleration, coasting, and deceleration, including braking. And number 3. The electronic stability control system must work when the anti-lock brake system or traction control is activated. Refer to Figure 112-1. The electronic stability control, system applies individual wheel brakes to keep the vehicle under control of the driver. Refer to Figure 112-2. The sign with dwell test is designed to test the electronic stability control system to determine if the system can keep the vehicle under control. Sign with dwell test. The standardized test used to determine if an electronic stability control system functions okay is called the sign with dwell, abbreviated SWD, test. A vehicle is driven at 50 miles per hour, or 80 kilometers per hour, and driven on a curved course that looks like a sine wave with a letter S on its side. Then the vehicle is held in a straight ahead position for half a second, 500 milliseconds, and before being steered back onto the curved section of the test. See Figure 112-2. The quick changes involved in this test are designed to upset the chassis of the vehicle and cause the electronic stability control system to act to keep the vehicle under control during the entire test. Frequently asked question. Can a vehicle with a modified suspension pass the test? Yes, if the system is properly engineered. To be sure, check with the company offering a suspension test to verify that the vehicle will still be able to pass the sign withdrawal test. This ensures that any changes are within the range where the electronic stability control system can control the vehicle during emergency maneuvers. See Figure 112-3. Refer to Figure 112-3. Using a simulator is the most cost-effective way for vehicle and aftermarket suspension manufacturers to check that the vehicle is able to perform within the FMVSS number 126 standard for vehicle. Stability. Stability control systems are offered under the following names. Acura, Vehicle Stability Assist. Audi, Electronic Stabilization Program abbreviated. BMW, Dynamic Stability Control, including Dynamic Traction Control. Chrysler, Electronic Stability Program. Dodge, Electronic Stability Program. Ferrari, Controllo Stabilita. Ford, Advanced Track and Interactive Vehicle Dynamics. General Motors, Stabilite Track, except Corvette, Active Handling. Hyundai, Electronic Stability Program. Honda, Electronic Stability Control, Vehicle Stability Assist, VSA, and Electronic Stability Program. Infiniti, Vehicle Dynamic Control. Jaguar, Dynamic Stability Control. Jeep, Electronic Stability Program. Kia, Electronic Stability Program. Land Rover, Dynamic Stability Control. Lexus, Vehicle Dynamics Integrated Management with Vehicle Stability Control and Traction Control Systems. Lincoln, Advanced Track. Maserati, Maserati Stability Program. Mazda, Dynamic Stability Control. Mercedes, Electronic Stability Program. Mercury, Advanced Track. Mini Cooper, Dynamic Stability Control. Mitsubishi, Active Skid and Traction Control Multimode. Nissan, Vehicle Dynamic Control. Porsche, Porsche Stability Management. Rover, Dynamic Stability Control. Saab, Electronic Stability Program. Saturn, Stabilite Track. Subaru, Vehicle Dynamics Control Systems. Suzuki, Electronic Stability Program. Toyota, Vehicle Dynamics Integrated Management with Vehicle Stability Control. Volvo, Dynamic Stability and Traction Control. And VW, Electronic Stability Program. Refer to Figure 112-4. The hand wheel position sensor is usually located at the base of the steering column. Electronic Stability Control Sensors. Steering Wheel Position Sensor. Depending on the vehicle, the steering wheel position sensor may also be called a hand wheel position sensor. The function of this sensor is to provide the driver's intended direction with signals relating to steering wheel position, speed, and direction. See Figures 112-4 and 112-5. Vehicle Speed Sensor. The Vehicle Speed Sensor is used by the Electronic Brake Control Module abbreviated, EBCM, to help control the suspension system. The Vehicle Speed Sensor is a magnetic sensor and generates an analog signal whose frequency increases as the speed increases. See Figure 112-6. Lateral Acceleration Sensor. The function of the Lateral Acceleration Sensor is to provide the suspension control module with feedback regarding vehicle cornering forces. This type of sensor is also called a G sensor, with the letter G representing the force of gravity. For example, when a vehicle enters a turn, the sensor provides information as to how hard the vehicle is cornering. This information is processed by the suspension control module to provide appropriate damping on the inboard and outboard dampers during cornering events. This sensor can be either a standalone unit or combined with the URAT sensor. Typically, the sensor is mounted in the passenger compartment under the front seat. In the center console on the package shelf, see Figure 112-7. Refer to Figure 112-5. Hand wheel, or steering wheel, position sensor schematic. Figure 112-6. The Versa sensor information is transmitted to the EBCM by Class 2 serial data. URAT sensor. The URAT sensor provides information to the suspension control module and the EBCM. This information is used to determine how far the vehicle has deviated from the driver's intended direction. This sensor can be either a standalone unit or combined with the lateral acceleration sensor. Typically, the sensor is mounted in the passenger compartment under the front seat, in the center console, or on the rear package shelf. This sensor does set DTC codes. These codes can be found in service information. See Figure 112-9. Refer to Figure 112-7. A schematic showing the lateral acceleration sensor and EBCM. Refer to Figure 112-8. A lateral acceleration sensor is usually located under the center console and can be easily checked by unbolting it and turning it on its side while monitoring the sensor value using a scan tool. When it is on its side, the sensor value should read 1.0 g. Tech tip: quick and easy lateral acceleration sensor test. Most factory scan tools will display the value of sensors, including the lateral acceleration sensor. However, the sensor value will read zero unless the vehicle is cornering. A quick and easy test of the sensor is to simply unbolt the sensor and rotate it 90 degrees with the key on engine off. See Figure 112-8. Now the sensor is measuring the force of gravity and should display 1.0 g on the scan tool. If the sensor does not read close to 1.0 g or reads zero all of the time, the sensor or the wiring is defective. Refer to Figure 112-9. Yo-rate sensor showing the typical location and schematic. Refer to Figure 112-10. Typical traction control system that uses wheel speed sensor information and the engine controller to apply the brakes at lower speeds and also reduce engine power applied to the drive wheels. Traction control. Purpose and function. Traction control, abbreviated TC, can be separate or used as part of the electronic stability control system. Traction control allows an ABS to control wheel spin during acceleration. When tires lose traction during acceleration, it is called positive slip. Low-speed traction control uses the braking system to limit positive slip up to a vehicle speed of about 30 miles per hour, or 48 kilometers per hour. Traction control is usually a part of the electronic stability control system. See Figure 112-10. Traction control uses the same wheel speed sensors as ABS, but requires additional programming in the control module so the system monitors wheel speed continuously, not just when braking. Traction control also requires the following: additional solenoids in the hydraulic modulator so the brake circuits to the drive wheels can be isolated from the non-drive wheels when braking is needed to control wheel spin. Use of a pump and accumulator to generate and store pressure for traction control braking. If a wheel speed sensor detects wheel spin in one of the drive wheels during acceleration, the control module energizes a solenoid that allows stored fluid pressure from the accumulator to apply the brakes on the wheel that is spinning. This slows the wheel. 1334. That is spinning and redirects engine torque through the differential to the opposite drive wheel to restore traction. Traction control works just as well on front-wheel drive vehicles as it does on rear-wheel drive vehicles. System components. The main controller for the traction can include one of the following, depending on make, model, and year of vehicle. Number 1. The body control module. Number 2. The powertrain control module. And number 3. The anti-lock brake system controller. The controller uses inputs from several sensors to determine if a loss of traction is occurring. The input signals used for traction control include the following: throttle position, or TP, sensor. This indicates the position of the throttle, which is the driver command for power. Wheel speed sensor, or WSS. The controller monitors all four wheel speed sensors. If one wheel is rotating faster than the other, this indicates that the tire is slipping or has lost traction. Engine speed, RPM. This information is supplied from the engine controller powertrain control module and indicates the speed of the engine. Transmission range switch determines which gear the driver has selected so that the PCM can take corrective action. Traction control operation. The outputs of the traction control system can include one or more of the following: retard ignition timing to reduce engine torque. Decrease the fuel injector pulse width to reduce fuel delivery to the cylinder to reduce engine torque. Reduce the amount of intake air if the engine is equipped with an electronic throttle control. Reduced airflow will reduce engine torque. Upshift the automatic transmission transaxle. If the transmission is shifted into a higher gear, the torque applied to the drive wheels is reduced. Most traction control systems are capable of reducing positive wheel slip at all vehicle speeds. Most speed traction control systems use accelerator reduction and engine power reduction to limit slip before applying the brakes to the wheel that is spinning. This action helps reduce the possibility of overheating the brakes if the vehicle were being driven on an icy or snow-covered road. See Figure 112-11. Therefore, the controller usually performs actions to restore traction in the following order. Number 1. Reduces engine torque to the drive wheels. This can include some or all of the following. Retard spark timing. Reduce injector on time, or pulse width. Close or reduce the throttle opening, shift the automatic transmission to a higher gear. Number 2. Applies individual wheel brakes to slow or stop the wheel from spinning. The ABS controller supplies to the wheel brake only the pressure that is required to prevent tire slipping during acceleration. The amount of pressure varies according to the condition of the road surface and the amount of engine power being delivered to the drive wheels. A program inside the controller will disable traction control if brake system overheating is likely to occur. Number 3. Lights a low traction or traction control warning light on the dash. See Figure 112-12. Refer to Figure 112-11. Wheel speed sensor information is used to monitor if a drive wheel is starting to spin. Refer to Figure 112-12. A traction control or low traction light on the dash is confusing to many drivers. When the lamp is on or flashing, it indicates that a low traction condition has been determined and the traction control system is working to restore traction. A flashing traction dash light does not indicate a fault. Frequently asked question. Does traction control engage additional drive wheels? When the term traction control is used, many people think of four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive vehicles and powertrains. Instead of sending engine torque to other drive wheels, it is the purpose and function of the traction control system to prevent the drive wheels from slipping during acceleration. A slipping tire has less traction than a non-slipping tire, therefore, if the tire can be kept from slipping, spinning, more traction will be available to propel the vehicle. Traction control works with the engine computer to reduce torque delivery from the engine, as well as the controller to apply the brakes to the spinning wheel if necessary to regain traction. Traction active lamp. On most applications, a track CNTL indicator light or traction control active message flashes on the instrumentation when the system is engaging traction control. This helps alert the driver that the wheels are losing traction. In most applications, the message does not mean there is anything wrong with the system, unless the ABS warning lamp also comes on or the traction control light remains on continuously. Traction deactivation switch. Many vehicles with traction control have a dash-mounted switch that allows the driver to deactivate the system when desired, as when driving in deep snow. An indicator light shows when the system is on or off and may also signal the driver when the traction control system is actively engaged during acceleration. Electronic stability control, TC diagnosis. Because the electronic stability control and traction control systems use some of the same sensors and controllers, the diagnosis for them is about the same. To diagnose faults with either system, follow the recommended procedures found in service information. The usual procedure involves the following steps. Step 1. Verify the customer concern, complaint. This step includes trying to duplicate what the customer or driver is concerned about the system. If the traction control or electronic stability control light is flashing, this indicates that it is trying to bring the vehicle under control. This may be normal operation if the following conditions exist. Icy or slippery road conditions. And worn tires that lack traction. Step 2. Perform a thorough visual inspection including the following. Check that all tires are the same size and tread depth. Note: using a spare tire on the drive wheel could cause the traction control and or electronic stability control amber warning light to flash because the controller is seeing that the smaller tire is rotating faster than the other side. Step 3. Check service information for the specified procedure to follow to retrieve diagnostic trouble codes. Most vehicles require the use of a factory brand scan tool. See Figure 112-13. Step 4. Follow the troubleshooting procedure as specified to fix the root cause of the problem. This means following the instructions displayed on the scan tool or service information. The steps usually include all or many of the following. Brake fluid level. Wheel speed sensor resistance. And fault with the base brake system, such as air in the lines that could prevent the traction control controller from applying the wheel brakes. Step 5. Repair the fault. Step 6. Road test the vehicle under the same conditions that were performed to verify the fault to be sure that the fault has been repaired. Refer to Figure 112-13. The use of a factory scan tool is often needed to diagnose the electronic stability control system. Review questions. Question 1. What is the difference between oversteering and understeering? Question 2. What is the sign with dwell test? Question 3. What are some of the other names used to identify an electronic stability control system? Question 4. What sensors are used in the electronic stability control system? Question 5. What action does the traction control system perform to help the drive wheels maintain traction during acceleration? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. Which sensor is used by the ESC controller to determine the driver's intended direction? A. Yaw sensor. B. Steering wheel, or hand wheel, position sensor. C. Vehicle speed sensor. D. Lateral acceleration sensor. Question 2. The electronic stability control system requires that the vehicle be equipped with what type of brake system? A. Four-wheel disc brakes. B. Four-channel ABS. C. Three-channel ABS. D. Front disc with rear drum brakes. Question 3. Which federal motor safety standard requires electronic stability control to be on all vehicles by 2011? A. 126. B. 113. Circa 109. D. 101. Question 4. What is the name of the standard test that is performed to verify ESC operation? A. ESC Plus. B. Vehicle Stability Enhancement Test. C. Sign with Dwell. D. Anti-Skid Test. Question 5. What other name is used to describe an electronic stability control system? A. Vehicle Stability Assist. B. Electronic Stability Program. C. Vehicle Dynamic Control. D. Any of the above. Question 6. A diagnostic trouble code has been set for a fault with lateral acceleration sensor or circuit. What test could be performed to check if the sensor is working? A. Unplug it and see if the scan tool reads 1.0 G. B. Disconnect the sensor and hold it sideways to see if a scan tool reads 0.0 G. C. Disconnect the sensor and hold it sideways to see if a scan tool reads 1.0 G. D. Drive the vehicle in a circle to see if the scan tool reads 0.0 G. Question 7. A lateral acceleration sensor is usually located where in the vehicle? A. Under the front seat. B. In the center console. C. On the package shelf. D. Any of the above locations. Question 8. Traction control uses the anti-lock brake system and other devices to limit of the drive wheels during acceleration. A. Positive slip. B. Negative slip. C. Side slip. D. Yaw slip. Question 9. When diagnosing escape or TC system concerns, what is usually required? A. A factory scan tool. B. Specific service information. C. Performing a visual inspection. D. All of the above. Question 10. A traction control system can often control all except A. Limit engine torque delivered to the drive wheel. B. Engage four-wheel drive. C. Upshift the automatic transmission. D. Apply the wheel brake to the wheel that is losing traction. End of chapter 112.